In your words, the mountains are more accessible than ever, and to our wired selves they often appear less dangerous too, their risks obscured by an expanding digital universe of information and its strange mix of security and adventure, a world where no edge is too thin and no hold too unstable, where nothing is impossible and no mountain could ever kill you. When you set out to write this article, did you know that social media was going to be sort of the major angle that you were going into it with?
I wouldn't say I knew definitively that it was going to be the angle. I had a question and a hunch that it might be affecting our perception of risk as outdoor recreators. And I include myself in that because I'm a person who runs and climbs and bikes and skis around these mountains all the time when I'm not writing. And I know that I myself have been affected by these images on Instagram where you see people doing these things all the time, and it seemed like, wow, I know it has made the mountain seem more accessible to me, and I think there's positive things about that, but I think it's also often lessened the perception of risk.
You quote a British writer, Lawrence Scott, about social media collapsing boundaries. So suddenly the peak is closer than ever, and by witnessing others triumph, our perception of risk is altered. And I'd say amplified by our competitive ego as well. So you mentioned that you personally have experienced this. Do you want to go into that at all?
I guess my own experience on Capitol Peak happened when I just moved to Colorado 4 years ago. And I was totally lured into the descriptions on 14ers.com of this sort of spectacular ridgeline. And it was much more full on than anything I had read about. And so it just sort of showed me that what you read about online or what you see on Instagram is such a tiny fraction of the actual experience of climbing and doing these activities.
There's this amazing graphic in the article that shows where all the bodies were recovered on Capitol Peak and where the deaths roughly occurred last summer. So how was it for you going into these personal tragedies in the interviewing process when you were talking to people who experienced trauma on the mountain firsthand?
That was something I really struggled with, and I'm forever grateful to Peter Doro for opening up to me about what was obviously a really difficult, harrowing experience. And I felt it was really important to meet him in person, and so I drove and met him, and we talked for close to 3 hours just about not just the accident itself and what happened, but his experience, his friend Jake Lord's experience, because I wanted to really create a full picture of who these people were and kind of push back against the narrative that I think was out there that these are all just inexperienced bozos making stupid mistakes, because that's really not what he and Jake were. That's not the kinds of people they were. Bad stuff happens, you know, that's just a fact. And I think sometimes that got lost in some of the media coverage.
You do take these statistics from press releases or a name, and you show so much detail about who the people are and everything that went before. You flesh out what that kind of situation really looks like. So thank you for your article, Sarah Torrey.
Thank you.
I really got a lot out of it. Anything else that you'd like to add?
Be safe out there this summer.
Yes. Yes. In your article, you mentioned that the Pitkin County Sheriff's Office released a statement clarifying that there is no North Face shortcut on Capitol Peak. There's a standard route, and that's it.
That is right. It was pretty crazy looking at those pictures that someone took of this. It really looks like a pseudo trail leading off the main ridge. And I think that definitely confused some people about thinking that there was this shortcut they could take down to the lake when really it ends in a cliff band. But you'd never know just from looking down.
The article, Death in the Alpine, can be found in the latest issue of High Country News as well as hcn.org. And anywhere else where people who like your work might find stuff you're writing?
Sarah-Torrey.com.